Yeah, I was here. Okay. Well, guys, let's start a sign of the day. Nah, Murat Sahivya via Makablam as Gita. Omer Av Yehuda, ain't stay a dime Zelkos Kiyaka. Ava via Makablam as Gita Bhuvat. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Let's leave the last line for later discussion. The whole Gemara on this part of the Mishnah really spans a total of 2.5 lines. The Ma'akam Mitzvagi, Abonat Sarva Yoda Yisera Tadokha the Rachmana, Rabbi Yudha Salam, Rabbi Malkam Aviyya Yadi La Lab Kulami. That's a Machlok. Okay, so it's a clear situation.
You know, Nara is a woman who's 12 years old and less than 12 and a half. She's called a Tana, she's called a Bulgarian. Everyone knows what Marotta means. She only has Averson and not Nisuin. Averson is often translated as betrothal. Not in modern Hebrew, the Urak thing that means engaged, but not a proper translation, because engaged doesn't mean anything. Mishuzokin is the official word for engaged couple, with Muratim, although it's used in all the inheritance of Charles, used almost exclusively as the term is used in all circles, but it's really not Meduya because they're not Muratim. And the Greeks are the only they get, and it's an unfortunate thing that the vernacular, the slang, the colloquialism is a corruption of a halakhic term. Anyway. So if you have a Nara, I'm a Urasa, and unfortunately, they never get past Averson, and the get has to be given, and she's 12 and a quarter years old. So the man can give the get to one of two people. He can give the get either to the daughter herself, to his wife, or give it to the Shver. He can give the father-in-law, he can give him the get, and that's the minute the Shver gets the get, so the divorce takes place. That's Tana Kama Shita. And he says, no. No, only Avia and not he. Because you know, a Naira is not a completely independent individual. We know this from our Parashat Sadorim. In any riot, that a Naira hasn't yet quite left the base of Avia. Okay. Good. Fine. So, there's an interesting Rashi or Rabbi Kivager, interesting point over here. Evi Avia, Ohi O Avia, Oyesh Le Yad, Dov Goli, Avia Nami Zaka Le Kablo, Rikoma Kom Yad, Rida Te Be Kaima Kaima, Shio Te Be Yad, Dov Goli, Dov Bas Mitzvah, Vim Hoi Se Yisoma, Ki Mahava Et Atma, Ki Mekabela Te Zita, Let's say she'd be a Nara, Yisoma, she has no father. So she could accept her own Kiddushin, and of course she'd accept her own Gerish, she has no father. Now also, she can accept her own gerishim. So the Kivegah says, "Lazachit to the heaven." By the Nachal Rashi, he ma ha'va atzma. He nivela to raya koka, b'dahocha. Yeshma, b'dahocha, came in that Kiddushin, ha'yo b'katnus. What the katnus? What the katnus? He's talking about an hour. Let's finish reading. Ma'ava gam kena gerishim b'katnus. Because I mean, it's got to be cherish, and she can't put a visa v'chule. Well, be'emes, gan b'kitcho avia v'nisyatma, l'kabelet gita. And the came, the ma'inokat Rashi starts, yes, the hima avata, shem yorena. What exactly is this discussion? It all happened in the case in which the father married her off and the father died. And now she is 12 years old, 12 and a quarter. So she presumably should also accept the get. So why is Rashi talking over here and saying, he mahava not the name of Kabbalah to Jesus? So it's called fast yeser, extra verbiage, which Rashi in his laconic style is not known to throw an extra word. The simple shot is that Rashi is talking about a case of Yehoshua and Soma before the Kiddushin. In that case, of course, she's accepting the Kiddushin herself. And that's a much more common case than the case in which the father died just then. That'd be less common. So Rashi is a more common case.
This is Yisrael from Ruhna from 5 years ago, or any number of years ago. Now she's 12 years old, so she expects the Kiddushin, and she says the Gesh, and a Chinami. Even if the father says the Kiddushin, and which was 12 years and 1 month, and then he died, and she says the Gesh, so it's 3 months, so exactly the same thing. It's not to call so much about Gesh, because it's a more common case. So I think it has to be the end. Okay, now we come to the main issue in this sugya, which is as follows. Our mission is focusing on a Nara. The din of a Katana is not found. Can't define what's the din of a Katana. It doesn't say, right? You all know there's a thing called Kiddushe Katana, and a woman, girl who's under 12 can be betrothed by her father. We know it's not a good idea. We're just not going into that right now. What happens in that kind of a case? Now she is still a Katana. Who receives the guest? And we pass in by Nara, by Tanakama, Evi or Mia. But what about by a Nara? What about by a Tana? It doesn't say anything. Nothing in the Mishnah, nothing in the Gemara. It's obvious in the Mishnah and Gemara, Tana is going to be a Machlokes. I mean, that's almost obvious. What's there by a Tana? Let's see the title. Here's the country, Dapta Nara. Abu Tana, Dapta Aviha, Vilohi. Rashi is not so clear over here. The place is in Rashi, huh? Well, would they call the monk of Rashi? Where's the Rashi? Coming from where? Kiddushin Arim, that's very good. The big place of interest was the city. Rashi changed his mind to plow, the city, but Rashi, as far as I can prove anything. Here's the question, Dr. Gnara, what kind of Dr. Gnara below you? In Yesh La Av. She has a father, and then the father accepts the gift, and she cannot accept the gift. Okay, it's different than a Gnara. But other than the Gemara, Rabbanan, he's not the Yadis Seira, Dr. Rachmana. Well, what is the Yadis Seira? Hang with Yad Atra, Sheni Tosef Lo, Kishahi Nara. The Shart Tekana, Lo Hoya Lo Yad, Kim Yad Av, Kim Yad Av. Alright, so originally when she was a Tana, only the father had a Yad to cut the get. When she turned 12, the Yad is there, the Mentoria. The Shuvi Gia Rashi in Kibushin, to Adin, Tana. Rashi changed his mind. Rashi changed his mind, apparently. It wasn't Tana. Or not a Nara, or the Yachat Koch, the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? But even after Rabbi Yehuda says, even by a Nara, I'll be able to eat. But really, but in the case, of the Rabbanu, even kind of the same as Nara. The same Ito. And Uriah, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Meir, to the Parashah, the Kiddush. It's an interesting right. That's Mandal on the day. Torah, the Rabbi Nach, Madama, Ein Nara, also Shriach, the Kabbalah, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. It's a very important Machloikis and Amoroyim. And Mandal on the day, it's in a Nara, make a Shriach, to Rabbi Mekabel get from her husband. Behold, it's not Tana. Shama is Gabel Yitzi. Ain't no getter Shagir yet. It's a Mishnah. Tana cannot make a Shliach for Kabbalah. Oh, Nara, I read the get. See the Nara by implication. Can I make a Shliach? Well, Mishani, yeah, you're sure. You know when? Kishayim La. The Nara has no father. She's a completely independent operator. Well, that's this, of course. What does she want? Well, then it's a 20-year-old. Abu Meikara, here's the deal. Meikara Sakatitis, the Iri, Kishayesh, La, Av, right? So the more answered, Ein La, the more thought, Yesh La. But Bilach Katani, what's left in the Mishnah? Acha Gia Get Liyada. So when it says in the Mishnah that Tana Shomit Kabbal is deep, Ein Agashi Gia Get Liyada. But if Gia Get Liyada, what's the implication? What? That'd be good. Shmamina. That's in Yesh La, which is most of the beginning. In the year of the other, the Gurash, the Fush, no, not the Fush, it's an implication. The Fush implication that she can accept the gift. What I mean is the more Yad is there, the Zachal of Rachmana. Okay. And Yad Ha'ah. Yad Ha'atwika from birth. She has to be back that she's going to be her only Yad when she turns 12 and a half. Well, Nithin lo Yad Ha'ah, the Vadal Kohaf Yoda, that he's the Yad is there. Have you the Sabah? The Vadal Kohaf Vito, the Vadal Kohaf Yoda, the Nithin lo Yad Ha'ah, and her hand is out. Can't have two. I've got two. Newton comes with a very powerful proof. They point out to the Ron, and the Ron says these implication proofs are always suspect. There's always that magic over the Tamecha. You know what the Gemara is done very often. I could have asked back and say, I just didn't bother asking the question, and the Maskana is no proof at the end. That's what the Ron says over here. The Ron, you know, that was up. Lama number Bake, Uber Maskal Nara. We'll see. I want to show you the one focus first and the one line I want to find for you. One second. Oh, here it is. This is a Gemara in Kiddushin. That's Nara Mahu, whether the Nara is able to make a Shliach with Kabbalah. Rabbona Dami in the Kabbalah, Gita Mahu, Shatasa, Es Hashash. Tasa. What? What's the word? Shliach b'kabel gita b'chayavia, u'poshet leh de'ein olta shliach. What's the Gemara says? Vostam b'gemara mosvina leh de'ram nachman yidishan ocha b'tirkin. Al Mishnah. Ha'na sham b'kabel gita b'ein ol get, ha'tri gia get liyada, ha'n na'ra reza get, v'dachinam, ocha b'mayach kibin ikshen lah, u'mehom b'ashma, b'ktana nami b'kabel gita b'chayavia. Ha'n shalom k'dirvi ha'ribza. Why? Below, it's May Kara Kevisaka Dyson, Shivishiesh, Babaskinan, Lame Layulatan Mecca, Ki Giagat the other, Nami and Amai Mazureshes. That's Tosas Raya. He was classical Kriya. The Efshah, the Nachinami, the Mosk, the name of the Tamecha. The Moshininsa, the Kamam, the Kamas, the Shak. The Mosk, the Tamecha, the Loma. The Mosk, the Lokasha, the Kinan, the Shema. So that's how the Iran refused the truth of Tosas. Rabbaz al Tirit O Vioma. Listen carefully. The Larova, David Spiele, the Nara, Ota Shaliach, Havasaka Daita, the Aravia, Kiyad Yisrael, the Zakhila Rahman. Ulitamein, if you hold, that in fact the Nara can make a Shaliach, after that, Bilu Ptan and Ami Mikabela, the Divakai O Vioma. The EU have a start of that with the Luke Massey from the Shiesh Ba'at. I will cave in the Kaimak of Nachman, the Poshadlay, they know the Shliach, they know the Shliach, they know the Mokom Av, Ella, listen to this, the Shliach Shemin the Torah, the Nara itself, she's a Mitzgareshet, but she's labeled as a quote-unquote Shliach Shemin the Torah, the father. She yards the Torah itself down to Shalav, she must pay the Begerishin, she has no bad karma. So they can stick the get into his hand and force the get. So the man will give it straight to the daughter. And this is not modern psychology, this is Torah psychology. Right? She's like a Shliach. Umeyata Kana, Sheena, the Torah, Shlichus, Veinla Yad, Vishalachem, Klau, Ovia Molohi. God, you know the passion of our seasons, it's not Nara Molo Katonic Kana, Odiacha Kokon Derabona. The meat of the Rabbana to the Tana co-opt the Tehav or other play. In other words, we saw before, so it's just, they want the submission co-opt the Rabbi Yudha. Why co-opt the Rabbi Yudha? He doesn't even make, he's a master, Rabbana or a maker, co-opt the Tehav or other play. So writes the Rambam. How about a very interesting lumpus over here? That this Shaila, as to whether a Tana can in fact accept the get from the husband and do the lifetime of her father depends really on the halacha of Nara. What's the nature of the din of Nara? What kind of din of status does Nara have? Does Nara have her own yad? Or is Nara treated only as a, in effect, a shaliach of the father. I don't use the word shliach in quotes, but this is a kind of a shliach. But they're not the two nafkaminas. Nafkamina in the Gemara. Nafkamina in the Gemara. Look on the wrist. Wrist goes to Gemara more extensively. The first wide line. Why not? That's the Gemara's Akash, it's considered the Shliach of the father. This is the Ramban, that's not coming in the Gemara. Whether she can make her own Shliach in turn. Yad can make a Shliach, but a Shliach is not, she's only a Shliach of the father, not to make another Shliach, there's no official appointment for that. So it cannot be done. Now, Gemara number two to the Ramban, which is not between the lines, what about a Ktana? If a Nara has a Yad, so then a Ktana probably also has a Yad, comes from birth. But if the Nara functions with some type of shlichus, so clearly it doesn't work for a Ktana. Ktana's not about shlichus. If it comes up to the Katz of Alapa, that it would be in fact no good. Fine. What's the Sak Medina? 2 days in the Chabad, from the Kufna and Alas Kizalas. Two opinions, unresolved. But one thing is interesting, if you look there, when the Machaber says it's for 2 days, the quote there is that it's no good, that it's no good if the get is given to the Tana, Shalom Midas Aviyah. Get the impression that if the father says, give it to my daughter who's 10 years old, that would be good Machala Day. That's the impression conveyed by the Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, the Shimon Tiraj put it as a test. We compared to the Gemara Kiddushin a few years ago. Tiva Kabli Kiddushaya. Famous Gemara Kiddushin. If Tiva Kabli Kiddushaya works for a Tana, for whatever reason, and it should work with respect to the get as well. In effect, he's saying, sir, Tiva Kabli Gitei. However, not everyone agrees. The Shoyser of the Beda Kabayis, which is his later edition, they quote the Maria, Maral Bach, I think it is, who in effect wants to withdraw. That's a much more important authoritative source. The Ron Kiddush says, see, the Kabbalah only wants the Kiddush, not the Gerishim. Before she had Shiva Karajma. What it depends upon, let's look back to the notes, 3 years ago. What's that Siva Kabbalah? Is it some Shlichot, is it Kesef, is it work by Shtar Kiddush? It's a whole story which I'm not going to go to now. The five states are not closest. I'll post them over here. And again, it's not really the mice, we're not going to check Tana anymore. But if it would be, we have to be marked like the ritual of the poet. Okay. Now we come to a discussion of something which turns out to be some of the Mitzvah, although not in its original form. The second part of the Mishnah says as follows. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Okay, we're in express mode right now. Trying to be anyway. The second part of the Mishnah says, the call and Yechol Lishmar as Gita, Eina Yechol Lizgar. She's too young, she can't hold a get, she can't get divorced. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Tana Yodas Lishmar as Gita Miskareshet. Vashena Yodas Lishmar as Gita, Eina Miskareshet. Deizuk Tana Yodas Lishmar as Gita, Kol Shemishamer as Gita, Medover Acher. What does that mean? Kol Shemishamer as Rafa Rafa Gita. What does that mean? Does that show you to the Alma? What does it really mean? Kol Shemavchen has been Gita Medover Acher. You know the difference in the get and memo. There's a memo that says, please review the attached shield list and follow the office, the registrar, how they make additions and deletions when necessary, but then work as little as possible. And she sees this, she's a get. She knows to throw this out. And to keep the get. So that makes her wise enough to be a shomer at Easter. But younger than that, not. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Rashi is Aina Mitzvah, Rashi is Kutsiv. The Shulcha Mibetah, Mish Mishalcha, the Aina Chozer. Yot is a zoo, Shem Mishalcha the Chozer. Hoki Darshina Lo, Yivam Mitzvah, Keresh Mishana, so that Kuf Yud Yimu, Amidvei. Look up, Afilu the Kabbalah Zaviyah, Aina Mitzvah, Rashi. Not going to help Kabbalah Zaviyah. Why not? Very nice to fall out the intelligence to accept a piece of paper. We're afraid Chozer, what does Chozer mean? She'll go right back. That back from tuition, her husband, she's a little kid, she doesn't know about Kusha Tana, she was. Her husband gives her a divorce, she doesn't know what divorce means. After the divorce, okay, goes right back to her husband's house. What kind of that's not the Shulchan Beita. Normally the Shulchan Beita means she didn't understand it. No, she's been evicted from the house. Now I will go back again. She's too young to understand that. So therefore the Gerish is not probably the Chori even the Evan. It's not the Shulchan Beita. The fact that the father will be of no assistance according to Rashi. That's what it says. Okay, she goes Rashi. Good. So Rashi, I mean, but don't blame Rashi. Rashi's quoted the Gemara in Yavamah. Now Rashi's fool. Let's see what he does. The call, Shana, you call, the listener, deep, a fierce recruiters. I feel like they're there. The other show the... Is that what Rashi says? Rashi used the word shelter? Huh? Yes or no? No. What's the Rashi? Where? Yeah. We got it? Tradition. Okay, that's the answer to all our secrets. Okay, good. The Rashi said it there. I was wondering, I don't have this in my edition here, so I don't know what the Rashi is. Huh? Sorry. I brought my big one on. Yeah, I'm sorry. Easy for me to read. Bigger print. Okay. The Chaimaparic Cherish. Again, the Shulchan Beita, Mishum Shach Rabbeinu Chazeret, and the Yavamah could be given to its son. Rabbeinu Tam argued on his grandfather, as often happens. Rabbeinu Tam of Torah, say, they are vehement directions. I forgot she knew that the Shroh is Gita. The Korakach, Halacha Lemaitre. Can you imagine it? Halacha Lemaitre. Wow. Wow. They really have to shoot down Rabbeinu Tam's son. Wow, no joke. So how did you know? So Rabbi Yannai did Dorish Halton nothing mean Vincent Yvok, even nothing be other. Nishi ate the yard, the garage at Absalom. That is a zoo, the two of the two removed them in Yvok was Kushu Gimel. One is Rabbi Yannai, which was nothing be other. And one is Rabbi Yitzchak, or different Jewish thoughts have what? Rabbi Shmuel. So, have the din of a shop of Enochazer. So, when the Tom assumes, they're only arguing about the marker. There's other things they're arguing about the halacha. The cause of the marker of enough to be other for sure. The father's there, so the father has the yad. Good enough. So, what does that mean? If you hold the shop of Enochazer, it's also good enough. Why? Why? Question is why? He says the first why the timer. Master Lekka Ben Aramidi means the master. The timer came in the age to have who Shomra Elavza. Here's going on. The father that prevents his daughter from going back to her ex's house. So now here is the 11-year-old daughter, and she was married, now divorced. The father that prevents her from going. Tell me, you keep your daughter from going where she wants to go. 11-year-old daughter. I don't know, maybe. he goes to, no, I think he goes to school, he says, lock her up, I don't know. So then he goes to school, he's going to get up with bus stops. He's going to get up with a husband's bus, I'm going to get up with a bus stop. What are we going to do? The bus driver is going to let her off. What are we going to do? But okay, I guess in the old days, the father had a rule to an iron fist, and he could tell his daughter, you're not going there. Yo, did the Yerushalmi behedja kore ota shayesh lahav yachola lishmar es gita in kain yitzkareshet ayyidei avia v'chulei alma. So the master can help out of shayesh yachola lishmar es gita. That's the only requirement. But the Mephurish Yerushalmi, yesh tav is called yachola lishmar es gita. V'chein nira. The ee kishayin yachola lishmar es gita ayna mitzkareshet afilei avia in kain nina kidusha nami lo tizkaresh. The viyot of a hoysatzin. The ee kishavayel yitzia. What do you say about that? That's a bukhra. It's kishavayel yitzia? No, not everything. Here's the special of the Mishalka Ben HaChazaret. What's kishavayel yitzia? If you hold it by Ekesh, you're going to run into trouble with the details of Rabban and Rabiud and Bekhul and Bekhul. Because the way to argue is to say that there's no Hekesh in this case. Hekesh means it all ever makes sense. But you know that the Hekesh has its limitations. And here, the whole verse in Mishalka Ben HaChazaret is limited to the case of Gerish and the wooden impact upon Kiddushin. So, it's not so bukhra. Anyway, this is it. The big problem so far about that we haven't even touched yet is what exactly does Yerushalmi say? Tell us if there's a one sober life with Yerushalmi. In terms of Iran, you see, much more complex.
search with the Rosh to see what the Rosh is supposed to be Shami. Not simple at all. There are a number of sheets that I want to discuss with you. Unfortunately, some of this is relevant. We don't have any Kedusha Ketana, but we have a situation of Chas V'Shalom, a Shota, which is compared by many Rishonim to Ketana. We mean a Shota, Shota can't have Kedusha either. And then if one of Islam, if a woman is married when she was perfectly capable, and Chas V'Shalom, there are cases in which she unfortunately loses it. Loses it. And the man wants to give his wife again because he wants to take another wife. Right? And but she's a shelter. She can give again to the shelter not. Right? That's a whole discussion. And some of these things, how you're the part of the shelter, they're all relevant. Very relevant. Now, there are cases of people who, you know, who have a breakdown just one of us plans or other things. We had a case recently, much more complicated, of a man who had Alzheimer's, very young age, in his 40s, he had this premature Alzheimer's, one of the signs. Most people what to do. And we're going to discuss it later on when we get to the later problem. Very complicated. And we had a real life case, we have Chubut Rabbonim, a real case. But, so that's what's the name of the show, the mice. So let's first see what the Rad says concerning this particular case, and we'll move over a little bit later to the case really can be. Again, Kedusha Ketana we don't have nowadays, generally. Yeah. So that's why we have to move it over to the story and be more practical. Take a look at the Rad. Quote the Rashi. She quotes the Rashi. Who said, I feel like they are here. The Rekha Shot, the Shach of the Mazar. Yeah. The Lishna, the first, the second hour on, the Ainu Yechol is Darish, Hachi Dari. Shein him is Darish, it's Klau. Ainu Yechol is Darish. So that is father, no father. Our Rebbe Natan says, no. He brings the same right. Rabbi Yanai would certainly be good. Right? Rabbi Yanai is from the time of Yishmol. We don't finally argue except for the Tama, below Bedina. Why? Rabbi Yamashamra, Shein, this is basically a repeat performance that we saw in Big Titan. Fine. Good. Now, we have the Yerushalmi. Now the Yerushalmi quoted his greater lesson. What does it say over there? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishpeh, which we call Mishtatis, Loyalty Alok. You can't divorce a woman who became a shofar. Vei Rabbi Yane Amru Mishun Gereira. What Gereira? Kloma Shene Gerora Machareha Bnei Adam Luznut. And she said, oh, you know, she does not know how to watch herself. So you just send her out to divorce a woman like this. She'll go out to the street, a chmona will find a street person, and she'll be involved with Luznut her whole life. You can't allow that. What kind of is that? The right of the Rabbonim. What kind of is that? The Rabbanim, right? You can't divorce her. Remember, against Kal Bal Karacha, right? The Shulchan Yibetla. You don't have to have her consent. You don't have to have a da. So who cares? She's a shaita. Rabbanim said, but in this case, it's Kal Kalit Zuz. But they are Rab Eila Tavayin Amen Mibnei She'emi Yechola Lishma Adita. She can't watch her guest. Might have to meet him. Three differences between the two. Three naftaminas. Let's get the scorecard here. Three naftaminas. What are the naftaminas? One, of the Girish. Mad, I would make Gereira Girish, but in the Rabbana. Right? But he did it, but the Evans is divorced. Mad, I would make Shehani Cholish Rav Gita, low Girish. As a Dindar writes to the Pashtus, and it's not to the Gereshis at all. That's naftamina number one. Simple reason. Number two, Yesh La'av. Man, Omar would make Gereira Usher. Who cares she has a father? She's going to go to Mizan. Man, the Omar would make sure any Cholish Merzita. Hare Yesh La'av, the Yachol Lish Merzita. That's what Tosin goes. So the father in the Shomer, he has a to step again. And that's all. So, she makes the divorce maybe issues. But Kerk, the Tagwa so Machmer, and say the Dindar Raisa, the lack of Yad, has the Kula, one of the father, who has the Yad, you can go through it again. That's the third Naftamina. That's the third Naftamina. Itim Shota, Itim Chaluma, never.
Okay, so you remember, you know this, remember knows this, but people go in and out of lucidity. It's not a joke. It's real life. It can really happen. So, what does it exactly? The Kule. That's the Kule. Passes the Kule itself, and you give it a get which is thinking straight. It's a matter of Yad. Might not be Yad. We know full well that come next week, who knows, she's going to become a Shaita, she's going to be up in the street as Luz. So which is rare, we only disallowed. That's the Pasha. And after me would be when she's Chaluma. Right? But she's a Hitzian, going back and forth into the delusionary period. Right? That's the Pasha. All Mashma, Ramadama, She'ene Cholish Mazgita, Mitzgaresh, Ne'adeh Avia. And the Surah Shigamara, Shalmi. There's a Katana Nami, the Nasus Masis and Kama, the Nasus Masis and Kama, Shani Yatol Lishmar Gita. The Kamesh, the Vavi, the Ran Kodas Lenti, the Exodus Nir Shalmi, to prove the point, which is considered to be a woman who is Yatol Lishmar Gita, right? It's kind of the same as a Shota, and they have it good before she was Shalmi. Good, as the Ran said. Fine. Now, how do we talk about Halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's the last time. Malcolm, I'm going to say, quickly test is on. Give up. Is this one answer? Come on, you have a lot of time? Yeah, this is the last one. Oh, with the Rambam, we'll get to the Rambam later. Yeah. You got a question? No? Good. What is that cook you test it up? Those who have should open up. Those who don't. Open up a Rambam. Those who don't, then just follow along. This is an hour like this. Yoko Lagashab, I'm skipping Ramos. I'm in Makadis in a moment. Yoko Lagarsha below Daita. Lefika, Tana Mitzareshet, Afal Pi, She'en Bo Das Gemura. Afil Kibel Avia Kibushah She'en Do Raita. Alright, it works. Avla Mishtate, Vidyo Das, Lishmo Atma, Eina Motsia, Asha Tabri. Shalo yinagu ba minig hefker. Right, so say minig hefker of nut. V'yim girsha megur, I'm skipping a little bit. V'yim girsha megureshet. V'diyeved, we divorce the shiit megureshet. V'hu shite yodat lishmar gita. V'hu shite yodat lishmar gita, shite v'diyeved, shiit megureshet. All right, so the card is fits in very beautifully. No, fits in very nicely. This is the call of Lishma Gita. So she is Migureshet. However, if she is, hold on a second. Good. So far, so good. This is not a macabre study. Sounds pretty clear. Yes. Ashota. Again, sounds like in some cases, Yodas, the Shmar Pita, she is the Gureshit B'diyeved. This is based upon what we saw. The Rambam and the Yishalmi. Very nice. The Mechabit is throwing it. So far, it's beautiful. No? No. So far, the Mechabit itself, no surprises. Everything is involved. There's a Rambam. There's a Rambam, which is not as clear as the Mechaber, although Rabbi Yosef Karo, in his Peretz Ketzef Mishnah, he has to see, I think, tries to make the Rambam agree with everybody else. It is not so simple as it's really true. I remember the Terek Yud, Halacha Chof Gimel. The other Rambam is to be way worthwhile looking at time. Talk about a chareshet. Mishin is chareshet ishto, as a megarshet begets the grusha.
אבל משתתה אינה מוציאה עד שתפרית. ודובר זה תקונת תחוננו, תסייר שזה דרבונו, כדי שלא תהפקה לפרוטים שאין יכול לשמור את עצמו. לפי כך,
whatever, let's keep this in detail. Come back to it.
The Imgirsha Harezu Migluresha.
Again,
basically the same as the Mechad, with one major exception. Using the expression, Shere'ein Yechol Lishmar Et Atzmo. Sounds like a pasha, but in any old cases, a shota, even if she's not able to be shomer as atma, nonetheless, to be evet, she's mugureshe. So the rabbi jumps and asks, so who she odas the shmos gita? That's minimally you have to have. The mechaber added it, and cooked you tested well. The Rambam omitted it. And the big question is, does Rambam agree to it, or does he disagree to it, with it? So the Magen Mishnah, of course he agrees. How can he not agree? You have to agree. And the Omer Avraham, the Rambam says, we should ask this world, Gita Atan, and the Mefurash Gemara, the Mefurash Gemara, you have to have the din of the Das, the Shemar, as Gita. The Gemara, you have to have the din of the Bain. Rabbeinu Shalom Bir Khan, Tavachlo Amash Shekosu the Perek Beis of Lucky Yisets, with the Nakana, Shekol Shani Yosef Mishmav Chenes, Ben Gizmul Adavar Acher, Eina Mitzkar Esher, who perish at all Gemara, Lamash Amru Eini Yodas Bishmo Atzma, Kamoshko Tafti Shav, that should do a heck of Shashot of the Kotlin, the Kamen Mekomos, Bobir Rabbeinu Bukan, Lomotos Lotanach Abazet. Must be here is relying on what he said in Perek, he's Perek Yud now, he said in Perek Beis, with respect to the Kotlin. He's a little bit wanting, no? Watch the Rambam, he spent a few words repeating it here, which, how are you going to remember it from 8 o'clock and we're going, it's not exactly the same case. The Shurim is a safer, who usually we disregard completely, the Migdal O. The Migdal O, I have to tell you, I don't want to, the Shach writes about the Migdal O, at least in one place, and he is quote, the quotation, Mahapech Divrei Elokim Chaim Kedarko B'chol Mokom. That, with a shock of an effect saying, not everyone who lived in the time of the Rishon was a Rishon. He was a Migdal O, this was not, he lived that, he's not quite, but he just doesn't get it. He just, he's not an A student, so he just can't take anything from the Migdal O. But he's right. Very powerful critique. So, whoever lives in the Migdal O? I guess everybody's your life in the Migdal O? It's printed in every Rambam. How do you get into the print? That's the question. What they printed for? There wasn't many people who should have written. The people are not sales, no, not the printers. How do they all get printed? Politics. Maybe politics, but maybe he quotes so many good sources, which are very, very relevant, and for some of them, I'm not saying quoted for the sources. No? Anyway, over here, the Migdal O, sure enough, says no. At the Rambam, argues with the Rambam, and says, in this case, you never mentioned the word, you have to be Yodas Shemar Kippah. You don't have to be Yodas Shemar Kippah. So writes the Migdal O. Amazing. Close to arriving. Close to Gemara. In Echarot, she's also not going to Ramda, the Rambam. We should ain't your das, this one's Atma. Right? What did Gemara say in Yivam? Hey, Yivami. You name it, the das, this one's Gita, without this one's Atma. Don't make it happen. And if she ain't your das, well, this one's Gita, this one's Atma. Dvar Torah, Shota Mitzkareshet, Bitmiya. Gemara quotes two brushes. Right? Yeah, the first of a case. Of what? Yodas Bishmar of Gita, the Ani Yodas Bishmar Atma.
What do you want? I'm so careful. It's going to happen again.
Isn't there, the rabbi is saying that you have to yodaya, yodas Bishmar of Gita.
Nope. You see, you have to have it. So,
in Mar's case over here, the Furish in the Gemara and Yavam, it's cooked as Yemen on the day. The Furish, the Tzichad Yodas Mishmar at Gita, the Yodas Mishmar at Atma. What does that mean? She can hold a piece of paper, that's yes. She won't know that's an important paper and it's not a comic strip, but that's not important. But she'll go back to husband because she doesn't have enough intelligence to realize that this paper creases and then she's no longer attached to it. Oh, that's the question. What do you mean over here, this month, Atma?
Maybe that.
Hold on, what did Rashi say over here? Lo tehefka the fruit in, she'eni akol alishma es atma. Lishma es atma, what is Lishma es atma in this context? The two things you can do wrong. One, go back to her husband, who divorced her, and two, be involved with nose. And Rambam can take the same expression of eni akol alishma es atma, shlechora, in the context of Yavamis. I don't know if you look at the Gemara in Yavamis, I'll read it to you again from the Gemara itself. Because you give her a baby, the heart clearly means by returning to her husband. I read it to you. Mr. Lok transcribed it very faithfully. The Gemara says, Nishtate to be the Raisa, she can be with Tereshi. Why can't she? So Yinagubah Minig Hefker. Mother wants to, what's the case? What's the case? Is she intelligent enough? Mishma Atma and Gita, but there's no Hemnig Hefker. Neither should not be Tereshit Midoraisa for the two reasons. Rav Yonah is using this in the Ratzon of Rishmo's reason. Not to be other, Shulchan Ibeisa, Mashach Amen HaChazeret. Respectively, Lo Tricha. Yodas Mishma Gita, Men Yodas Mishma Atma. Men Mishma Atma. You get sense of a character. We can say a shot like this. Lishmarata means nut. And any of the Lishmarata Gita means what? What does it mean? It means like this. If she doesn't know Lishmarata Gita Lola Atma, how can she be Mugareshit? Then not to the other or the Shukami Beta. What's it asking from? The Gita or the Atma? So not conclude, no, Yodas Mishma Gita is a correct level of the Raisa, and Atma is the din, the Rabbana. You get it on the contrary, like the Rambam. Atma means what? Atma means you're going to be Zana with everyone in the street. It's the din, the Rabbana. Right? And Gita means, not so much about the piece of paper, as ours and Martina don't fly, but Gita in Yavamas means what? She realizes she is divorced. This is according to Tanavir Yishmael. But Rav Yanai, after the Yishmael Yad the Garish Atma, after some, to hold on to it. Okay, the expression of Yodas Bishmar as Gita, the Chor means two different things, no? And here in Yavamas, and here in Gita, and here in Gita, and Yavamas, it's a little bit different. Bishmar Gita, and Yodas Bishmar Atma, so therefore that kind of a case, she's not Midrabonon, it's a problem. What's the rabbi? Because lo yinegabu minig hefker.
Right, so it's much more that if she's a Jew, that Atma is a higher level of God. So if the rabbi says Atma, then it's definitely the
Atma of Lishma Tzitzah. That was the back of Lishma, correct?
Right, it says Atma is a higher level of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. But leave it for the moment. So, let's assume a couple of things about the mission. Again, there's a big yellow, so they will have a look at the label of the big yellow. That's okay, what is driving. Oh. The big yellow, I mean, one of his sources is our Yerushalmi in the Ran. Now let's take a look carefully. Look at the Yerushalmi in the Ran.
And we have to see what the terms mean and how do we put them together. What did the Yishami of the Ram Quarter say? What did it say? What did it say? The both sides. Take a look. If we're going to assume the case of, let's take a look here, right at the Mefurish. We're talking about Machlokas Breira or Ein Yachol Lishmeres Gittin. That means that what? The Pashtus. We're talking about it, listen carefully. Thank you very much. We're talking about a case where Ein Yodat Ein Yachol Lishmeres Gittin. Right? That's the case of the Gemara. That's how the Rishabti Yishalmi is talking about that kind of case. Eina Yachola Lishmar's Gita. Right? So let me ask you, this kind of case is no good mid the Oraisa, no good mid the Rabbanan. What would you say? Doubt as a Machlokas, I'm a Roy here in the Yerushalmi. Now if he's passing the reason of Gerera, here's a woman who's Eina Yachola Lishmar's Gita. Nonetheless, the only problem is what? The problem of Gerera. Only, I repeat, the only problem is the problem of Greer, but the Eved, she is Migureshet. Right? No. So, Ralph. Isn't it implicit in the Gemara here that any Yacholish Mosquitoes is not even Migureshet for the Eved? Let's repeat again. Forget other Gemaras. I mean, forget the specifics. The Gemara here in the Sech Begit and the Nawadah seems to say clearly that you require this category, this definition of Yechol Lishmar Gita. Ain Yechol Lishmar Gita, Ain Yechol Lizgarish. Period. End of story. Talking about a Khan. Also the expression, Ein Yachol Lishmeres Gita, correct? Nonetheless, despite the same expression being used, there's a Madi Omar that says the only problem is what? Greira, on the level of the Rabbanon, and with the Eved, she is Megureshet. How do you get out of this problem? So the truth to tell, there are at least three different Yirsos, the Peshatim, in this Yerushalmi. And part of it is to come to this problem. Yeah. The various Yirsos you can see in the Vilna Gaon made sure to teach us these Yirsos, and the Gra can be found by everybody here in the Sech of Yavamis on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and I go out like Gra. Okay. The choice is there, Yavamas, because Yud Gimel Amud Beis is similar to our Tosfos. Just to read you briefly, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, time that if Ein La Av, but if she has an Av, then she is the Gureshet. Right? Rabbeinu Tam along with Rashi. Right over here again. She has the Yat. And there's no machlokas within the two Amorim, the same thing as we have over here. Then he goes to Yerushalmi. Then we just read that you look inside of Osai in the Ran, and I'll read you some Tosfos. Alright, the Ran quotes the same as Yerushalmi. Mishnateis lo yosu. There are Aviyani Amor Mnei Gureira. What does that mean? Rav Zeir of Rav Mana Tarvai Army, Shein Yechola Lishmar Gita. What the Igabenayu? Of a Vigirish. Madam Mishin Greira Mutter. Right? She's the Rabbana. And the Abbot is okay. She's divorced. Any of that, Yechol Lishmeres Gita. Asur. Pirish. Midoraita. Ein. Haget. Get. Right? That's what it says. Right? So our line is the same thing. Pretty much. Next, Naftimina, Yesh Ba'av. And Itim Shota Itim Chaluma. Gurgel Greira is Asur. Why?
Why does the Ran have a goat? Because the Ran, because the father can't stop her from Hefker, so too, that she eats and shows that she's Hefker. Behold, Eina Yachol Lishmaret Gita, Yesh La'av, Yachol Lishmaret Gita. So too, Palam Chaluma, it's okay. Now what does that mean? Let's get this together straight. So what does that mean? For both sides. Very important. Where we understand what Gerer means. Gerer is a chashash terabonis in the context of Luz. We understand very well all the three Nafkaminas. One. Smart of the three. What are the three Nafkaminas? The Dieved is good, because only a Gerer terabonis. What's number two? Yes, by what? No good, right, no good. And what about eating meat? It's also no good. That's good. Fine, we understand that opinion. What's the other opinion? The other opinion, that's what we have to understand ourselves. What exactly is the other opinion? The Ran quotes, look at the side of the Ran. What are the other opinions? What are the other opinions? She'eni Yachola Lishma Rezita. That's a very Rav, and Rav Yilo, we have Rav Rana, different names. So, they're all from there, they all have the same name up there. So what exactly is Rav Zeir's opinion? Eina Yachol Olishma Rezita. And what are the three and a half minutes? One, it's no good even Bidiyevet. Two, what? Two, Yesh La'av. No. Then what? The father is Yachol Olishma Rezita. And three eat himself, so he will follow him, but also would be presumably good. So what do the words mean, if call of Ishmael is deeper? What does it mean? What do the words mean? The pashtus is, like I have an argument, she has to be able to hold on to the piece of paper in time of the garrison. That's enough to be other. Right, with me? So if enough to be other demand, that she'd be able to hold on to the piece of paper. So if it's his father, he can hold on. If it's Ethan Cohen, Chalumah, she can hold on. But if not, neither of the above, then she's not even the good reference. Did he have it? Okay? That's what it says. Quoted at Mandiyama. That's what it says so far. The Ran and the Tosfos is here, as we had in the Tanakh, and the steps of Gittin. Look what Tosfos says over here. I'm reading to you. Now the muscle of the name of the Ikeh Benai Yodas Lishmar as Gita, Velo as Atma. The man the other Negrera Asur, as we see in our Gemara. The man the other Shem Yodas Lishmar as Gita, Yodas Lishmar as Gita. We could have given a fourth afternoon. Of Nichole, the name of Ike Benai, of Ike Benai, of Ike Benai, of Ike Benai, of Ike. Okay, but they could have given a afternoon as well. Fine. It is the simple shot. So everything is so far. Tosha. This is called the argument. Now, the Yesh Matarshim in total. The Yesh Matarshim, the Greira, the Kama Yerushalmi, Haino Mishalka V'Chozeret, V'Yachol Lishma Gita, Haino Shiesh Layad Lishma Gita, Haino Tukad Amaroi Da'acha. Ooh, wow. So the Yesh Matarshim says, you know, it's the Machlokas and the Babi, the Machlokas and the Yerushalmi. If you matter Machlokas for Yisrael. The least you can do is make him one Machlokas left to worry about in the Talmud. And the five in the Shabbat is the same exact fight. How do we line them up? Well, the one that says Yechol Lishmar Gita requires the Yad Begerishim, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yanai in the Bavli, the Nassim B'Yadah, which we see quoted in Tosfos. And the one who holds Greira is the Meshach of the Chozer. So if this is the case, Greira does not mean, as we said until now, the time of Zut with any man in the street. But rather, what does Greira mean? Should be the Greira at Achar Abal.
And of course, if this is true, it goes completely against everything until now. Because until now, it's supposed to do the work on the Tom Shabbat and the Tom. And there's no difference whatsoever, Ladina, between the two Yafusas and Yavamas Kufi Gimel Bay. If you line up the two Yafusas and Yavamas Kufi Gimel Bay, the two Yafusas and Yavishalim, and the Yavishalim is the first three Nafkaminas, so they're going to be Nafkaminas over here. It's going to happen. Of course, I doesn't like it. Ain't near appears there. Abba Begiris, Abba Mutum Adam Negrera, Kevin David Oraita. So why should it be good even with the Eved? That's a gosh. Okay. Now I'm reading from the Gra, I'm not on the top. Listen very carefully. The fees that came along the Ovar Begirish Asur. The Gra wants to say that we should come out that it's Asur even with the Yevon. Ubahani Klas, the Chol Lishmer Gita, the Yesh La'av, the Ethan Shot, the Ethan Chaluma, the Gureshes, Bidi Evet, Avalachat Chilo Yigarish. What is it? He quotes the opposite here from the Rabbi Yoh and others. All by the Girish Lehepeh, the Mandam Mishim Gurera Asur. Why? The Atu Kishel Torah, the Mandam Amar, the Fi Shalak, Ein Layad Lishmor Gita, Mutter B'Dieved, when? The Yachol Lishmor Gita. Avalakatila Moda the Asur, Mishim Achlufe, we're afraid to make a mistake between Yacholishma, Yacholishma Gita, and Ein Yacholishma Gita. It's an opposite Girsa. It goes to Rajba, who says that the three things in the Yerushalmi, what's the third thing? The third, the case, Nafkamina, is Yacholishma Gita. What it's also said, they could have it for Nafkamina. The case of what? What could it have said? Yodas Lishmer Gita Malos Atma. So the Rajma says, the third thing is, Yechol Lishmer Gita. I told you that the should have said it. He did say it. Umafarish, listen carefully, the Al-Kulon Koi of our Vigiris Yigabinayu. In other words, the way we have the Yerushalmi, the three Nafkaminas. One is out of Vigiris, and one is Yitim Chaluma, one is Eishba'av. Yerushalmi said, no, the Nafkamina is in of our Vigiris in three cases. In three cases is of our Vigiris. What are the three cases? Yitim is one of the cases. Eishba'av is another case. And the third case is Yechola Lishma Gita, and he divorced her. Is it good to be Evid or not? What would I think about the Evid? Avol Divi Rabbi Yoh, Yesh La'ah, Bikum Shotin Chalum, Lechulam and Lugureshet, Bidi Yevet, and some of these are the Chatila. But he's got to grow up to different Perushim in this Yerushalmi. So, it comes out to be a significant dispute based upon different Gersos in the Yerushalmi. You have to look in the Gra here, either in the Nagra that could be given on the day, or the Gra can be found, it's probably even easier to read, bigger print, here in the Hagra, Tagra, on that Siman and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Yutet, Siv Vav, and the Gra, Siv Kotm Yud Beis. This edition goes to cover the whole page here. And he goes to the various Gersos, which is important to see, because he goes to the various Gersos. What about the Rambam sheet? Which is the Rambam Gersos? What was the Rambam Gersos? So the Gra says, in the Ferish. But the Ram Gersos is our Gersos. It's our Gersos. Okay? And he says, of our Begirish, the man, the Amar Mishim Greira, the Gureshes.
That's a Tal Gisu. Tos says that there's a Tal Gisu. That's a Gisu.
That's a Paskin. It's Mishum Gerera. And he also Paskin that it's good. It's good with the Evet. It's good with the Evet.
Okay, and she does a
Ramba. It's good with the Evet. Fine. Fine. What's the case over here in the Rishami again? What's the case? Is it Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita? That's the problem. If you read the Rishami at face value, you're not arguing about the case. The case is the case of Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita. Right? And yet, the Rambam Paskins, right? The Migdalot says, but we are assuming that according to the Rambam it's only going to be good if it's Yechol Lishmor Hita. So then how do you get out of this thing clean? Again. Look at the Rambam across the Rishonim. Okay? It's a Mishnah, right? Mishtaras L'Yotzi Olamas. Two reasons are given. Greira or Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita. That the Pashup Shad means that they were talking about a case of Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita. And what's the din for the Yevash is Megureshes. No? That's the Pashup Shad. Everybody with me? The Shami has a case that seems to be talking about a case of Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita. And what happens if you hold Mishum Gerera? Mishum Gerera should be Megureshes for the Yevash. What is the problem of Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita? Apparently, it's not a problem. That's what the Migdalot is against the Ravid, right? The Ravid jumped on the Rambam and said, but it's from the case over here, clearly. For Yechola, Yodat, the Shmur Gita, says the Migdalot, can't be. Look at the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is right in front of you. This is any Yechola, the Shmur Gita, Mandal, Mishin Gerera, and the Russians of the Evid, and I'm passing that way. Pashtun is passing that way in the case of any Yechola, the Shmur Gita. But yet, still good for the Evid. The Migdalot, right? This is I don't see, no. Just look at the Rishami. See, in the first glance. So the aura, the Mingle Oath can't be right against everybody. You have to have a very radical interpretation. So I understood it according to those who argued the Mingle Oath. These Amaroi Rabotai are arguing Pshat in the Mishnah. Listen carefully. Pshat in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Yavabas, Kuf Yubayz. The status of Yisrael Yavabas. Why? So let's go again. Why? Rav Yana, Rav Mishim Gerera, Rav Zev, Rav Mani Zay, because any call is Shmur Gita. And guess what? Rav Yana is not arguing with their din, Rav Osai. He agrees with the din. Any Yechol Lishmor Hita is no good with the right, nobody even with the Yevet. He's only arguing Pshat in the Mishnah. He's Pshat in the Mishnah, referring to the case of Yechol Lishmor Hita. And nonetheless, Lo Yosianos with the Rabbana Mishim Greira. I said the same Pshat. The simple read is, right, you have a machlokas amaroyim. One says it for this reason, one says it for the other reason. The partial read is it's further the same thing. Always be in the case. Talk about the reason for the case is. I'm going to say, no, I'm going to do this. No, I agree with the case at all. One day it's the case of the Mishnah is Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita, it's not going to even be the Evet. And the other day it says, no, Ein Yechol Lishmor Hita, nothing to talk about. We're referring to the case of Yechol Lishmor Hita. I thought we can't, it's still lo yashdeh alone. Why? Greira. And that's the Pasuk of the Rambam. According to the Magen Mishnah. If it's Ein Yodas, forget it. Welcome to the right. And that is picked up in the Chutzpah in the third day. If Yodas, the Shmur Gita, the Rav Yana, and the Mishnah, even nonetheless, it's awesome at the Rabbanon. I think there's no other way to learn Pshat, no? How else do you get out of it? It's a machlokas, again, one more time. Rav Zeren and Rav Yanai is a machlokas, how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. All right? Oh, that's not. Remember, the right was the Mishnah, it could be based. The status of the CLM. Why? He's a Mishum Gerera. And I'm adding out brackets as the first of a case of Yecholish Roskita. Well, no. It's no good. Why? Because it's in the case of Mishum Deni Cholish Roskita. The Rambam is therefore in Perek Yud, referring to the case of the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah said, well, Yecholish Roskita, that's the case of Feirish. Right? And nonetheless, it's no good because... Why? Greira. The Yevon would be good. This is the only way I have to have the Rambam get to the Yerushalmi. And the advice to what the Gra meant. That's how I understand it. What's the Shah Mishnah? I don't know, otherwise the Migdal Oz is correct. I mean, that to me is such a...
I'm not thinkable.
Why is it unthinkable?
So why is it otherwise?
Look, the way the simple reason of the Yerushalmi is that they're all talking about the same case. But the case in the Yerushalmi is any Cholish Mor Pizim. Nonetheless, despite that fact, according to one Amora, the reason why she's not out of divorce is because of Greira. And you hold from Greira, that's only Ma'akim L'Chatzila, not the Dievet. So what should emerge, therefore, is a woman who's any Odat Shmur Pita, any Chodesh Shmur Pita, and Afal Pikam, the Dievet is in the Gereshet. And the Raivet seems foul. Can't be. The Megalot Ramah, it is. Before Shur Sham, it is. According to the Sibyl Yerushalmi, it's true. The Migdal Oz wins. Rama is the fairest reason from Greira. And it's all, and the evidence is good. And if there's no machlokas from what they're talking about, so that's what has to be made. Any of the Cholish Mor Pizim. I'm answering, no. They're fighting Chatan and Mishnah, what the case is. And according to the first time around in Mishnah, it's the first case of Yecholish Mor Pizim. Aval Pikev it says that Mishnah Gerera. That's the shot that Rambam the way the Alpi Maga Mishnah arises. Not like the Migdal Oz. So that's all. It's interesting, we had the various Girsa. I mentioned you before the Girsa of the opposite Girsa. So Mishum Gerera, Asura B'Dievet, Asu K'Divar Torah. I read you that before? Well, guess what? The Ramah presumably holds that way. The Ramah says, in this situation of Ramah, the Mechaber says, Zim Girsa M'Gureshet, Rusha the Yeh Tia Yodat Shrogita, which the Yeh that's added based upon the Magad Mishnah. Yeh Ramah, the Yeh Shomim, Tafilu B'Dievet, Eina Megureshet. Even B'Dievet, it's no good. How can that be? Because it's raw plain. Where does it come from, this Gerin? Where did it come from, even B'Dievet? It's no good. Why should it be no good, even B'Dievet? So the Rav explains that the Ramah got it from the Rabiah, that even with the Yeved, she's not Megureshet in the case of what? In the case of Ovar Begirish. Yes, Yidim Chaluma, Yesh Ba'av, then she's Megureshet with the Yeved according to his Girsa. But in the case of Luke, in the case of Ovar Begirisha, even with the Yeved, it's not good. You're going to have to flip Girsa. Now it's not Girsa. Right? So if you hope for Gerera, it's no good. Isn't she just a Ramah? We should think it's some far-flung sheet which has never made it into print. It's made it into the Ramah. It's the Rabbana. But they were Machmir Atsa'u Kishal Torah. I think I read it to you before from the Gra in Yevamah. Send it over here. Okay, he says, if I leave it again one more time, from the Rav Yah. He says, Ramadamish Megrera also the Atsa'u Kishal Torah. Go to the Rav Yah. There's no good even be the Yevet. That's the Ramah quote. The quote of Gersh is the Rav Yah. That's what he said. According to the Gersh of the third shot of the Rashba, in all three cases it's no good. He had the whole afternoon, he had a different reading of the Yerushalmi. In all three cases it's no good, but the Ramah didn't go that far. He also only has the middle sheet of the Rabbi. Fine. There is a fourth sheet he quotes from Rabbeinu Simcha, quoted by the Rabbi. that even if you give her the get when she's a shaita, if she becomes once again a chaluma, she gets back her sanity or lucidity, she becomes a gureshet. We said, but until now, nafkamina is if you give it to her when she's chaluma, when she's clear. But we know, we predict she's going to become a shaita very soon. Are you allowed to do it or not? The Rabbein and Simcha said, no, you gave it to Beit Shtutza. They asked the first of the Kasha, Gevalt, you gave it to nobody. It's kind of to the Yitra Megabe Karka. No? What's shot? How can they give it to her then? How can they be good? You give it nothing to the other than the first of Maybe go back to our old shot we spoke about before. That this woman who's a shelter, right now she's the Yitra shelter. So we say like this, look, you don't need the dot for Yisha for Gershon. You know, this is our feel about Karka. Except the halacha is that in the case of a woman who's in the status of a shota, when she is in that situation, so we saw before, the Rabbanan took a woman who was a shota and asked her, ooh, kishota. We'll go with that. If the Rabbanan was quoted by the Raviyah. The Raviyah had that expression. Here's the case. Yodas tishmeres gita. She knows enough that she's divorced. The Chazal says, don't give her the get. And, according to the Ramah, but the Raviyah, even if the Eved it's no good if the get was given, why not? Because it's asu kishota. So perhaps we can argue as follows, that if it's an Yitim Shota, Yitim Chaluma, right? So we're saying now, according to the Shita, that they didn't go that far in this case, she has the period of clarity. They didn't go as far as say that she's no good, even not the Goresh, even B'diyev. Rashi said yes, Rabbi Yossi said no. B'diyev, she is eyes and a cause a problem of Gerera half the time. Nope. You don't have to ask the Luka Shel Torah, that's going to be a problem all the time. If that's the case, we go for the Tereza with the Simcha, the fourth opinion, which said, now can you give it to a Bishat, Bishat Chalimusa to be good with the Eved, you can give it to Bishat Shtut to be good with the Eved. Why? Because Midor Raya is seeking divorce of Stam. So the demon is not allowed to be bad. It's not my problem. Rabbanan came along and said, Asuka Shotara. And if you gave it to her, why don't you just Shota? Gemura, it's no good. But if you give it to an Eitim, so the Rabbanan never made the Gzeira. How you give it to a now she's a Shota? No. With the Raisa, she's a Gureshis Mamish now. The Rabbanan never was a Uka Shotara. So when he gave it to her now, when she's a Shota, so when the Nuts of the other was with Kayemet, presumably, now she's a Shota, maybe the Gerish is not a full Gerish, but she treats it. Once again, the status of Chaluma, from that point on, will be good. But it's not going to mostly get there. He gave it to her, Bas Gerish from the Doraisa. That's what I want to say, Shara Ben Simcha.
But there's
no Doraisa, Maybe it's even good now.
It's only
you're right, but see, Rabbeinu Simcha said it's only good if it was still in the hand, based Kali Musa. You can't overstate what he says. Rabbeinu Simcha quoted over here in the Gro Yugimah. Afilu Beis Tusa, the old against the other Beis Chaluma. You can't go as far as your mind. You're saying even a bigger Kiddush, that even Beis Tusa should be good. But I'm answering. Beis Tusa is right now. What else should I have any Chalumas again? Maybe she just, you know, she has periods. Sanity, insanity, and insanity. And she's not going to go back to sanity at all. So now she's never going to show the Gemara for life. But the moment she becomes a Chaluma, so then we say it's good. So we still keep it in the suspension. Chaim is saying, so what? Once she became a Chaluma again, she brought him a prayer, she was eating, and then she burned the get before she retained Chalima should be good. That's your asking cash against the medicine. No, I guess they all got that way. They made it that kind of Rabban Kafu to show Torah, as long as she considered the status of the show. Even though we predict she'll become a Chaluma again, if she does become a Chaluma again, it doesn't matter, B'shaita, we didn't know it. In his bar of B'shaita. And therefore, it has to stay in her hands until she actually retains her sanity. Okay, let's get back to the sheet. Right, that's the end. Okay, I'll go. But,
fine. How will Rashi answer Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha against Rashi, Gevald. What do you do with Rashi? Rashi is very shver because as we know, two days in the Gemara in Yavamas Kufi Gim. Of course, the one day on Vaday day off is good. Of course, the other day it should be presumably also good. They don't find a machlokes for Dina. So Rashi can look at Rabbi Thomas' grandson and say, my dear Amigal, who said you're right? There is a machlokes for Dina. The machlokes today is in the Bavli Kufi Gim, on the basis of the machlokes for Dina as well. Or, and as I found 13 the Ritzvah over here, this big Ritzvah, you know, that's the Ritzvah, the Ramas is so thick, because the Rav Yaffin, all of the Shalom, will put his parish in the bottom. We went through this in one of the previous, I just have to lift it up. He says he found a Ritzvah who says, even according to Rav Yanai, it's no good idea they are. Post to what they're pushed, they're in the time. Are they are? What do you mean, they are? They have the father of Yad. He calls the Ritzvah, it's the parish, you're not that, because he's given up his days, that even according to Rav Yanai would be no good. And maybe Rashi holds that way. Again, so Rashi could argue on his grandson for one of two reasons. It is a machlokas and faculty of Rabbi Yanai and Tanakh Rabbi Yishmael, who says they all the same thing, but they're arguing. Or maybe even according to Rabbi Yanai, it's no good. That's what the Ritzvah says. He says, quote, Mashafirish Rashi in Gittin, the Tanakh and Yodah Tishmar Gita, and it's all this garish, Afid Eliyah, who are going to do Afid Rabbi Yanai? No, Rabbi Yanai is in fact is no machlokas. Rabbi Thomas is right in that point. But even according to Rabbi Yanai, she's considered to be in the category of Ein Lo Yad. Ein Lo Yad. And according to Rabbi Thomas says, listen carefully, Rabbi Thomas says, when it comes to a shoto, it would also be a problem. Our Rabbi Thomas is talking only about a kano. For both sides, let's not get to see we mix the two back and forth too quickly. We assume that we saw that they compared to the rabbis and showed up kind of all these things. That was the thing. In fact, I'm in a time to say, the Rabbi Thomas, who said that she has a father, she's in the direction that I made a father, is referring to limiting himself to a case of a kana, but, right, so it's a straight kana. But what about a shota? Maybe not. Because if she's a plain kana, the father can exercise some control over her. But if you have a kana who's also a shota, he can't control her. He can't control her. He can't control her. She's running all over the place, right? There's a shota now. The father's going to control her. Impossible. These Yesh Mepharshim, I read you from the Torah Kufi Gimel and Beis, and say that the greater in the Yerushalmi is the Mishal from the Chazeres of the Bavli, says the foot on the Ritzvah, hey, this is what I read you before, it's 44, this is going to be 48, that's exactly what the Ritzvah holds. That's the Ritzvah. Oh. He says, according to the Ritzvah, apparently, listen carefully, Mishal from the Chazeres is the Dinder Rabbana. That's a chish. I thought, based on the post, Meshulcha Mibesa, the Din D'Araisa. No, it's a Din D'Rabbana, and according to the Rishalmi, she's in fact Mibureshet, Midiyevet. And the Ritva goes further, from the Rishalmi we can prove that Yesh La'av, its author, Lamanda Amar Meshul Gureira, what Gureira mean? Meshulcha V'Chozeret. And according to the Bavli as well, that holds the Din D'Araisa. So you have to distinguish between a shota and a ktana, even on a level of the orait. That's how footnote 48 explains that she does a ritual. That's what he explains the pshat, the chiddush gadol. That's according to most possible grades, only the rabbana, for a phrase that will lead to, doesn't mean the shaka, the chazer. As I told you before, where it can mean one of two things. She's going to the zana, or she's going back to her husband. Right? That's what some of the Yesh Mepharshim said. Where it means the shaka, the chazer. As I mentioned before. So there is more hold of the Yesh Mepharshim. Most Rishonim hold not that way. Where it means nus. We can make a distinction, a level of the Rabbana between a Tana, whose father can hold up, could watch her. And number two, she's only a Tana, she's not so much given to Nus. And number three, you'll marry her up again. Three reasons why Tana's best. One, the father has control over her. Two, her hormones aren't working yet. And three, the father can remarry her up a second time.
So for all these three reasons, we have to say the father is watching over when it comes to a son. And then once you remarry, the second husband will watch over, as opposed to a shota. So all this doesn't apply. If you want to go out, please stay over here and put on 48.
All this we did in the Gemara about that. You know, however, you know that there is a chand Rabbeinu Gershon. What Rabbeinu Gershon say? You want this? Two things to say. What's the important thing to say? Two karam. What is two karam of Rabbeinu Gershon? One, the most famous one, the most famous karam. What is that? Bigamy. And on the pain of Karen. Two, not as well known, but the male. I read that. I read that recently. You want to read that? In the most recent Torah Mata Journal by J.J. Shachashlita, on the lengthy article we talked about, it was whether he's allowed or not allowed to publish the letters of Rabbi Chilya Yaakov Weinberg after his Tira, Eidom Mecher Ben Gershon. Back and forth, and the bottom line is he went to the Kever, that's what he was. That's what he said. You're moving. But in any event, I don't mean that. I mean much more Eishes thing. You can't divorce a woman against her will. With a right, you can. Truth is, if Rabbeinu Gershon wouldn't have made the second chayam, the first chayam wouldn't have mattered too much. You can't marry a second wife. What do you mean? I mean, it wouldn't matter, but if you always want to marry somebody else, just kick out the first one. He was trying to protect the standing of a woman by prohibiting bigamy, he gets increased divorce. So you put it in an extra chayim, you can't divorce your wife against her will. Not a man is stuck. In effect, they say the post can say that Rabbi Gershon with his two charam meant to be a modernist, equality. The more equalize the status of men and women. Same as a woman can't get divorced, you know, without the man's agreement, and she can't marry with a man while she's married to him. So they have to have been against him, got through with us men, we're in the same boat. You can't marry a woman when you're married in the first month, and you can't divorce her against her will. That's exactly what Ben Gershon wanted to do. To make an even Stephen, Mamish, the most postmodern of Ben Gershon 1,000 years ago. There is a rumor. There's a rumor. I read it when I was a child. I met a guy from my two wives. No, there's a rumor. And his first wife wanted to kill him, and his second wife saved him. What? Not sure. Two wives, one wanted to kill him, one wanted to save him. I forgot about this kid. Well, no, just take the back book to me. How bad is it about it? I don't get it, man. I read it many years ago. The second wife wanted to kill him. And the first wife came back the last minute. She saved him from some power. He was dying of starvation. You see, a second wife you shouldn't take. That's the no. Ain't the experience is the best teacher. That's what they say. I mean, it's based on, I don't know. True or not, that's what they say. In any event, it's binding. By the way, the Mechaber said in the Sima Aleph, he only made a cheirim for the Elef HaHamishi, which means it was over already in the year 1240. Despite that fact, most cultures say either the cheirim is in full, it was reissued despite the dome of that time, or was it forever, or if it's not a cheirim, it's author anyway. Don't play around with it. Don't play around with this cheirim. This is something which no one should play around with. No one should play around with. Cheirim is a very serious business. Cheirim is less than the most cousin. Cheirim is like you're dead. I'm not kidding. It's not just only a punishment as a weapon. Don't do this or I'll put you in chayrim. But they can't say put a dog in chayrim. The first thing you know, in my cut. I mean, they told me, I don't know, if, that they, during the war, they put Hitler in chayrim. I mean, he wasn't exactly, you know, listening to the chayrim for a few years by the country of my brother. They wanted to kill him with the chayrim. This isn't even about that, the pulse of the lure, no? In the last election, that's a draw. And then there's the whole tumble. I mean, Kaduri was, I don't know, who's it? And then the guy died. I don't know the story. The guy really died. I don't know what happened. Apparently, they wanted to prosecute him, but there's a murderer. Homicide. So yeah, it's a real chayrim. I mean, you consider that the people who mock you, they in effect killed you. This is the story about Blaise and Silver. I was told the story of Blaise and Silver arriving in Cincinnati. There was a man who took a second wife. Yeah. And he took a second wife. So and then he died. And they had Rabbi Silvio, the chief rabbi of the city, have to come and come to the Levi, and officially by the Levi, said, I don't want to come. He said, yeah, you're the chief rabbi, I have to come. No, I don't want to come. You're the chief rabbi of all the Jews, you have to come. So, this is, if I come, you'll be sorry. But the rabbi has to come. The story was that the Levi came to the Levi with a big rock in his pocket. He walked in, with people all around, took the big rock and put it on the coffin. And he says, it says in the Gemara, Mace bin Izuyo, from the Dars of Cherim, Bezdin Soklin and Sarono. Bezdin puts rocks on his coffin. And he sat down. So this is Bezdin. The Gemara, this man was a special youth. Oh, yeah, should have gone. You got to be gutsy there, but it's a story. You know, it wasn't saying anything anyway. I think that's how the story goes. Again, I'm not sure if that's true, but that's what I heard. So now, I've also said about more jumps. I said that the Machab is writing over here about, so what do you do? What do you do with the Nishtad? So let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam tells us very good, what do you do with the Nishtad? What does he say, Rabbi Otay? So you leave her, you know, and you support her from her own money. Right? She's no longer required to support her from your money, only from her money. Okay, you can't live with a shirt, it's impossible. V'yiv girsha, harezu megureshes, u'motziach mi beito, v'nachayav l'achto l'tamo, even from his money. Finish divorce. That's what the Rambam says. The question, what kind of divorce? You can't divorce her anymore. You can't have any gersha. You can't divorce her. It's like a kind of a get bal kocha. She never agreed to this divorce. So the Rambam is not going to have any gersha over here. Rambam's on mikadina di gemara. The Rambam says, no, can't do it. How do you get out of it? So the Shmuel says, I said, look at it, the famous Hefer Meya Rabbonis. Can you hear that concept? And the Gersh is trying to make things better, not make things worse. So why should he put a man, Nebuch, Rachmana was blind, the husband is institutionalized, and the wife is stuck in Aguna, that's the life. Terrible, tragic. I mean, the Gersh wasn't trying to make more tragedy, but the other way around, if the wife is institutionalized, it's going to be the same problem for the husband. So he gave her an out. He gave 100 rabbis, if they had 100 rabbis, they're not going to respond to the full document. So therefore, 100 rabbis, so, she can, so that he can marry another woman, right? In this case, she's a shtad. That's correct. It's accepted, Allah. The problem is, there are cases in which the same hefer meya rabbanim is used, but the woman is not the shtad, of course, she's alive and well and alive and kicking. And they say, well, but she refused to come to bed. So yes, if she refused to come to bed, so what, the guy should be an ogre his whole life? I mean, the guy should start to make problems. So they have to go to work in that case also. And then the guy should have made a loophole. The question, of course, becomes, is it true or not? Is it true or not? And that's where the problems come up. Now in court is a case where a woman claims that a certain rabbi in Brooklyn, who apparently is the world's biggest expert on at the mayor of London, some say he's the biggest expert, some say he's the biggest manufacturer of hefer meya rabbanim, issues such as hefer meya rabbanim on the ground that she refused to come to the bezel, and it's simply not true. The facts are not true. So they say the hefer meya rabbanim was purchased. And she took the rabbi to court, and it's a whole hee-ha. So there's a big problem. Yeah, so someone took her to court, the rabbi, the best to court. And, no, court, C-O-U-R-T, second court, it says fraud. Fraud, for $50,000 or $10,000, I'm not sure what the price is. But they wrote a forged document, and I can prove to you that what's written here is absolutely fallacious. Not a joke. It's written up in some of the newspapers already. It's a very serious matter. I thought I told you about Chumash a few minutes. Okay, I'll just say a quick word. My challenge should have served from yesterday. How do you have a shot in the Rashi? The Rashi. That we said that this name was changed from Avram to Abraham. So Rashi says Avram is Av of Aram, and Abraham is Avram Ongoyim. We should have changed from Avram to Avram. So why is the race still there? Well, for the Rashi, I shouldn't want to take away the race. After all, you know, he took away the yud from Sarai, made it Sarah. The yud was complaining about a shina. So I thought the struggle was the fire. So what did he put her? Did he put the yud? By Yeshua.
What?
The game of letters? Yeah.
What is it?
That's the Shalom is talking about letters.
Whoa, how do you explain all this?
This is a fact that I saw the Shalom yesterday. I said, Avram is Avram Avram. Because we got a special relationship to the people of our Lord's neighbors since we grew up. Avramon is what I call the globalization of Avram. You know, Avramon going. You know, they're part of all the nations of the world. What often happens is, when someone goes global, they lose any particular relationship to their original home base. And so the name of the chance from Avram to Avram is Avram is now the father of all nations of the world, and he no longer has any special relationship with either his neighbors of your people of Avram, or more importantly for our purposes, his descendants. So now, you have children of Avram. And it said Avram means now Avram going purely universalistic, he's the father of all peoples and of all humanity, and there's no difference, there's no people or nothing. So the race is there for a reason. The teacher said, Avram, he hasn't forgotten his original neighbors of Avram, and by extension, he hasn't forgotten his family, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and his descendants, plus all of us. That unique relationship is maintained. You become an Avram on Goyim, but you maintain the special relationship to the people in your family, the community. Now that you Avram is not an old Jew putting there anymore. But I mean that the descendants of Yiddish include us. Oh, the Mela. Sarai had the same complaint. Sarai means our princess, meaning the people around her. Now she's Sarah, she'll be the global princess who's any connected to us in particular. So what did Hashem respond? No. I'll put the youth back. Where? Of all places, Yoshua. What's Yoshua? Sorry, a different name to put it. Oh. He was the father of Yoshua. So, by Yikra Moshe, Roshe Benun, Yoshua. What was he said about? But Rashi says, Kol Yoshiyaka Me'asas, Raglim, and Chagim Yonatan Ed, that he was the honor, and he said, the two which are a humble person, said he could go with the majority, to put in the youth. What was the problem with the Raglim? If you look carefully, later on, Vanihi Be'einenu Kachagogim. You were like grasshoppers in our own eyes, as well as the eyes of the Goyim. I mean, you're like a grasshopper. I mean, you're a grasshopper. So, at a simple level, it means militarily a grasshopper. But on a deeper level, the cook is something similar. On a deeper level, it means you have this typical Jewish inferiority complex. You know, we're only Jews, but in the wide world, there's a Goyim, and they're fighting and civilization, so advanced. It's a culture, and we have to try to participate in this culture, and participate in this society, and melt into the melting pot of the worldwide community. That's what it means, Kechagav. We're only grasshoppers. We're nothing compared to the Anokim, the giants of culture and military, political, economic success. That was a fear. That is a very serious fear. We can't be globalized, universalized, melted down, and we just disappear. Civilized, out. So that was a place that got a strong profound effect to add the youth of Sarai. Because the youth of Sarai represents the fact that, yes, we are a people who live amongst other nations of the world. And we, yes, we have to be an all our Goyim. And yes, we have to influence the Avhamon Goyim and all the nations of the world. But Chas V'Shalom to do is the extent of our own personal legacy, our own national legacy of a failure of Avram and Sarai before the names were changed. We have to maintain that. That's what's called Avraham. The race is still there. But before you Avraham, I'm going to take care of your own family first and maintain your own religion first and your own values system first and then impart it to the world. Not a Chas V'Shalom. There are people today who are at the forefront of every craziness. The Rambam and Maverick, they're Jews. You know, I don't have to tell you what I'm talking about. This right, this right, this right. They're all Jews and they're being all that right. They're being Chayshah by Zion.